It's the Real Faith for Real Life podcast. Hey, everybody, Pastor Bill with you again at the place where we talk about the intersection of faith and life, how faith makes a difference in every area of our lives. And you are with us now in the middle of a little mini series about sharing Jesus during the holidays. We're just aiming in this series to give you practical tools to be able to help you share the most important gift ever with the people that you love this holiday season. And really just be able to start some spiritual conversations and see where the Lord leads. I know that can be scary sometimes, and so we just want to demystify that and really make it simple and easy for you. If you missed part one, be sure you go back and listen. Part one, we said step one may be just creating a list prayerfully to consider who you might want to talk to this holiday season about spiritual things, and then to pray over that list. Now, in part two today, we're going to continue and just talk about how to get that conversation going. And I don't know if you're like me, but I know I have a lot of things I want to say and offer to people. But in reality, sometimes the best way to stir up a good conversation and actually have people want to listen to what you're saying is not to just start by telling them things, but it's actually to start by asking them things, specifically good questions. And so this episode is all about discussion starters in the form of questions that you might ask, and you'll find it's a super easy way to get into a meaningful, deep, spiritual conversation with someone. I want to mention that we have a workbook to help you through this process. If you're a member locally of our congregation in Grand Rapids, you can pick up one of these after church. If you're not local, though, don't worry. You can find this as a PDF download at cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus. cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus. You'll find the podcast episodes listed there, a bunch of other links and resources, and a PDF of this great workbook. Let's walk you through all these steps we're talking about. And to help us think more deeply about this process of asking questions to start conversations, again, our worship director, J.P. Gaylord, is going to take the lead on this week's podcast in discussion with our discipleship pastor, Eric Vanderwall, and our connections director, Julie Beasel. Let's toss it to them now.
Well, hey, and welcome back to our second episode, discussion about sharing the gospel or sharing Jesus during the holidays. If you're here, it's because you made it through the first one, and that's something to be celebrated, and we can give you a clap for that. This week, or this discussion, we are talking about preparing your prompt. This is step two in the workbook, and for some of our people, this may have been worded a little bit differently, because what we're asking is for you to prepare or just be ready with a question that prompts a spiritual discussion. And I think for a lot of us who have maybe spent time in the church, we're like, well, evangelism is about sharing the gospel. Shouldn't I be worried, or not worried, but focused on trying to share the gospel with people? And I just throw it to you guys. What do you guys think of that? Shouldn't we be focused on sharing the gospel, or is this a part of that as well?
Maybe. But it's about relationships. So you have to start there and build into a loving relationship with the person before you get to that. Oh. I referenced in our last discussion that it's a stepping stone, and we might just be at the very beginning. So we might have some things to say. We might have some questions to ask. We might poke some holes in their current thought process, and that might lead them down a path, and we might not see the end. We might not share the gospel. We might just ask some questions, and they might have more questions, and that's okay, too.
Hmm. Well, with Julie on that, it's kind of like a yes, we are supposed to share the gospel, but it starts with a relationship, and I think every one of us needs to be okay with the fact that if God has us just for the first two steps, then that was a holy obedience on our part. And so if your goal is to go all the way through all of these five or six steps throughout the holidays, that is fantastic. But if God walks you through two, be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because that was the part you were supposed to play in this. And so this second step is very important. You need to be a real life person to whoever's name you wrote down on that sheet of paper. And that is where you start.
Yeah. I remember when we were in France, we had a French partner that was working with our ministry, and he always talked about evangelism. He was really into the idea of evangelism, but every time we asked if he wanted to go out and share with people, his answer was, in French, it was translated, he said, "I'm still getting organized." And what that meant was he didn't feel like he had enough answers yet. He couldn't rebut every argument that could possibly come up. He was really into apologetics and learning new ways to present the gospel. He was almost like collecting these different gospel presentations and just felt like there were so many more things to collect before he could actually go do it. And I don't think that's what God means for us to be able to do. We're not supposed to have all the answers because none of us actually do. Now, what I like about this is if we talk about spiritual conversations, it's saying, I can't rely on myself because I'll never have all the answers, but I'm trusting God. And any way I can get God involved in this conversation, in this relationship, is going to be beneficial because what I can't do, God can. And so that's why if the opportunity presents itself, yeah, share the gospel. If you have answers to apologetic questions that come up, well, yeah, answer them. Otherwise, it's okay just to ask a question and to actually listen to where the person is coming from, where they're at, how they see things spiritually. And so that's why I think we're trying to shift focus a little bit from specifically trying to share the gospel to really just starting a spiritual conversation with people. So I don't know if you guys have examples in your life or your ministry about starting spiritual discussions. What are some questions that come to mind if you're talking with somebody, somebody comes in, and you're just trying to open up a spiritual discussion? What would you ask them to begin that conversation?
What do you do when you're stressed?
That's good.
How can I pray for you?
Yeah. Yeah, those are great questions. Around the holidays, what do you think of this whole Christmas thing?
Right?
You know, there's a lot going on right now. What do you see all around you, and what are you experiencing?
Yeah.
What are you thankful for?
Yeah.
And who do you think?
That's a great question. Sometimes it's maybe even less of a question, but more of a statement that when somebody shares something, you might say like, wow, man, that sits kind of heavy on my heart. How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you almost go first by making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah. That's good because I think for a lot of people, when you gather family and friends together, a lot of times the discussion can turn to complaining or arguments about let's just address the elephant in the room, politics, right? That's the big one, or the economy and things like that. That is an excellent opportunity to say, well, you know, where do you think the solution comes from? And just listen. Again, we'll get to this more probably in, I think it's the fourth discussion we have about how to listen and really making sure that we're listening well. The goal is not to have, well, I mean, it is to provide answers potentially, but really we just want to hear where people are coming from, figure out what they have on their mind, where they're at, and where they're at spiritually.
Yeah, a great picture for this is that you're not trying to barge into somebody's house quite yet. You're just knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And so if you're coming with a statement that feels like you're tearing up the house, I would just pause and ask the Holy Spirit to kind of calm your spirit down in that.
That's good.
But then find yourself at the front door and ask that question or give that statement that's just kind of a knock onto the soul of that person's heart so that maybe they'll let you in. You don't know if they will, but maybe they will.
Right. That's the whole goal of this. That's great.
Pulling that analogy further, if you're barging in the door, they're putting up bars, right?
Yeah.
If you're bringing flowers, it softens the blow a little bit.
Right, yeah. You might get in once, but they'll probably never let you in again if you're like breaking down the door, you know? So yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and because it's a process, you really want to solidify open doors for future conversations, which is something we'll get to in episode 5.
Yeah.
We've got this all planned out.
I love it. I'm going to figure.
Yeah. So I know for me, as I've looked at spiritual discussion questions, a lot of times it may not be super holiday oriented, although it kind of piggybacks off your idea of what do you think of all this, the Christmas thing? Do you really believe Jesus was born of a virgin? You know, what do you think? Magi really came from the East and gave him gifts? Just asking questions like that opened things up. I remember as I was pastoring a church in France during our time as missionaries, what I would do is I would actually just go to our neighbor. When I had questions on the Bible passage I was supposed to be preaching on that Sunday, I'd go to our neighbor who told his kids the Bible is a bunch of fairy tales. And I'd just say, hey, here's what this passage says. What do you think it means? And because I asked his opinion, he would always have an opinion. And it would usually lead to a really interesting conversation. So even just being, you know, taking the stuff that you're reading in your morning devotions or whenever and saying, hey, I've just got this story or this passage or this verse going through my mind. Would you tell me what you think of it? I've seen that open up lots of conversations.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you guys have any examples of what this looks like in practice?
For me, a lot of those conversations, if I'm being honest, tend to happen on the dog walks that I walk around my neighborhood with a neighbor in. And those conversations usually don't like start off right away. Like, hey, we take our first step and we're deep in conversation, but we're just talking about life and everything like that. And then I'm listening very carefully for the rhetoric of this person and where they're standing right now. Are they going to be open to a conversation in that moment or not? You need to know this, that as you kind of engage these life connections with people, that people might not always be open in that moment. And so you have to be socially aware. Not every dog walk is going to produce a new follower in Jesus Christ, okay? But you might have an opportunity, depending on how that person has felt that day, to be able to share something or ask something or engage some sort of a thought or a process. And so for me, a lot of that happens right in my own neighborhood with the people I see every day as I'm pulling in, driving out, and walking my dog.
Yeah. That's good. Go ahead.
Most of us are creatures of habit. So we go through the same lines at the grocery store. We frequent the same coffee shops or whatever. And all of us have experienced pain. So pain recognizes pain. And when you experience or interact with someone that has experienced pain recently, you can usually read it on their face. So you ask them, how can I pray for you? You look like you're hurting. It really touches them and in a really personal, deep way. In a way that just will give them pause and they will feel so cared for. It's getting me emotional right now. So I just think that's something that can't be replaced. It's a God moment and they may not even know it is a God moment at that point. You pray with them right then and there. That's ideal. Not everybody's comfortable with that, but God will work on you with that too. If you need to take it home and pray for them later, that's okay. But work toward it. It's a goal for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do love that example. I think what you're sharing there, Julie, is just a beautiful thing. The world kind of takes our identity away and says that only what the world wants is important. But what that does is it makes people lose their identity and who they are. And so when they're hurting, they feel lost. And you're giving something back to them, almost a humanity back to them. And then you remind them that it's not you giving them their humanity, it's Jesus who does that. And so that's where that prayer can be extra effective in just showing love to somebody.
Yeah, I love that. So you've seen God work through simple conversations on dog walks. You've seen God work through a simple, hey, how can I pray for you? I've seen God do amazing things, both in my life and in other people's lives, through kind of taking a scripture and just asking someone a question about it. I mentioned my neighbor in France. Actually, one of the best memories I have of ministry in France was the passage where Jesus, after the resurrection, it's like Matthew 28, and the disciples are going to meet Jesus on the mount, so the resurrected Jesus, and there's this verse in there that says, but some doubted. And I didn't get it. I was like, how, like, resurrected Jesus is there. How are you doubting at this point? And so I went over to my neighbor who thinks it's a bunch of fairy tales. And I said, hey, there's this passage. What do you think of it? And one simple question ended up leading to 45 minutes of discussion in his front yard, sitting down, hanging out, talking about life, trying to figure out what that passage meant. I don't know that anything like tangibly happened in his life where he made, you know, a commitment to faith or anything like that. But that was still, it's one of my most cherished discussions that I had with somebody in France. We also saw two ladies in our church, older ladies, who really, I'm trying to say this diplomatically, were not the kind of people just to go strike up conversations with strangers. We gave them the story of Zacchaeus and sent them out into our town to share the story of Zacchaeus with people, and then asked them what they thought of it. And so these two old French women ended up talking with two young Muslim guys for 45 minutes in the middle of town. Hmm. They came back and they were so excited. They couldn't believe that just asking a question had worked and opened up a 45-minute conversation with people who were nothing like them. So
it impacted them as much as perhaps the most. Oh, I mean, it's about us as much as it is anybody else.
It is. Yeah. It is. So finding your question, where the questions you feel comfortable with, can be a bit of a process. What we've done is in the workbook, you will see there is a link that you can visit, and there you can find a few different websites and resources where there are examples of questions. You don't have to ask all of them. You don't have to ask a certain one. Really, the best thing is to go through them, kind of think about which ones maybe are the most natural for you. And that's where this space is in the workbook, to just begin to write a few options down. Maybe you can try them out on some friends or family members who are walking with you through this, and then select and prepare whatever prompts it is you're going to use to start spiritual conversations. Well, I think that's about all the time we have. We've probably gone a little longer than we should have. But if you do have any other questions or comments, we'd love for you to send those in. Please feel free to reach out at hello@cascadefellowship.org, and we'd love to respond to you. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
Well, thanks, JP and Eric and Julie. Man, what a great conversation. And I just want to encourage everybody, listen, make sure you follow through. A great first step is just to pick up this book that they reference, Sharing Jesus During the Holidays. It's available as a PDF from cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus. And if you worship at our church in Grand Rapids, it's also available in print for you at our connections desk. Just take the first step. Just take these first two steps now. And in faith, watch and be amazed as God blesses your simple actions and your faithfulness. Listen, a little programming note before we leave. Tomorrow will be episode 3. Note, I didn't say next week. No, I said tomorrow. So we are releasing all 5 parts of this series right away, right up top, because we don't want you to have to wait just listening to one a week, and then it's drawn out almost past Christmas. We want you to have this information right away should you want to go through this material quickly and be ready for a certain holiday gathering or family dinner or whatever. So we're releasing them one per day, but don't feel like you have to listen to them one per day. You don't have to. You can listen to them one per week like usual. You can listen to them all in one day if you want to, if you feel so inclined. But go at your own pace and just know that we're doing that as a resource to you so you can be ready for the things that are happening in your life this holiday season as you want to share Jesus with the people in your life. All right, everybody. So, like I said, we'll see you tomorrow for episode 3. Thanks for tuning in. And again, Merry Christmas.